With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Day four of Hunter Biden's trial in which he's accused of buying a gun while addicted to drugs.
The form required to buy a gun in the U.S. is published by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. It asks the prospective buyer a series of questions, from their name to their place of birth to their gender to their social security number. And then it also contains a series of questions that are aimed at determining whether that person is legally able to possess a gun. And those include questions about whether that person intends to keep the gun for themselves or give it to someone else.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Republicans are pushing a bill to impose sanctions on the International Criminal Court.
The bill comes even as the ICC ponders whether to grant an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The sanctions bill passed the House on Tuesday with the support of 42 Democrats and all Republicans. Enjoyed even greater bipartisan support until President Biden expressed opposition. That led most Democrats to reject the bill. It is not expected to pass the Senate, where it's likely to get full support from the GOP, but none from Democrats. Bob Hagner reporting.
According to sources, actor George Clooney called one of President Biden's top aides last month to complain about the president's criticism of the International Criminal Court's action against Israeli leaders. Clooney's wife, Amal, worked on the ICC case. The actor reportedly was also upset about the administration's openness to imposing sanctions on the ICC because his wife might be subject to the penalties. Clooney's call came just weeks before he's set to appear at a fundraiser for Joe Biden's reelection campaign June 15th in Los Angeles. This is SRN News. India's election results are in. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
And they show another victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu nationalist party. However, the BJP won less votes than in the past and does not have an outright majority. What does this mean for India's persecuted Christians? Possibly a little less pressure. It appears that the country is becoming disenchanted with the Hindu nationalist agenda, which might translate into less extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel's found a friend in President Javier Milei of Argentina. Seeking common ground between his vision of libertarianism and the prophecy of the Torah, Milei's interest in Judaism has morphed into a religious practice. Breaking decades of policy precedent, Milei has also gone further in his support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government than any other world leader. This is SRN News. More arrest of pro-Hamas demonstrators on campus at Stanford University.
On the last day of classes for the spring quarter, police say the takeover started in the building that houses Stanford's president and provost offices. The school says there was damage inside and outside the building. Ethan Sussman is a Stanford professor.
The trespassing itself is a little bit less shocking to me than some of the graffiti, which expresses, I think, very violent rhetoric that goes beyond mere criticism.
Stanford student Sarah LeBaron doesn't think these actions help the demonstrators' goal, divesting from Israel.
This seems like an action that's done out of frustration rather than an action that's done out of purpose.
The university says students taking part in the demonstration would be immediately suspended. I'm Ed Donahue.
A magnitude 3.6 earthquake hit Thursday afternoon in California around 4:52 p.m. local time. Quake was centered in a highly populated area. More details at SRNnews.com.